Who is worthy to write a book? I don't even know if worthy is the right way to put it. But who am I to write a book? However, I've been asked to write a book. In fact, I've been asked by many people to at least help them with their pre-release and post-release issues. They want me to help them to work with those who have been arrested and incarcerated. And so that's why I'm writing this book, in hope that somehow this will help you, the reader, deal with the issues that you are working through in your own life because of a loved one being incarcerated or because of a family member being incarcerated. And so here I put in paper the things that I've learned over 25 years of experience. I started out as a young pastor starting to do ministry, not really wanting to be involved with prison and jail ministry. However, that's the way it turned out. My testimony and how I got involved with prison and jail ministry is already written out in my testimonies, and for those who are rewriting this manuscript, you can look at that and see if I need to add more detail. But I started out working in prisons and jails, working in the honor camps and the jail system in the San Diego Sheriff's Department, going up into the camps, the windy roads, ministering to people that no one else would really take the time to go and minister to. Most of the honor camps in San Diego were very out of the way. It would take an hour or more to get there from where I lived in South Bay, in Chula Vista. And you would have to travel up windy roads. And usually you would go at night. And sometimes you wouldn't even know that by the time you got there that you were snowed out or rained out. Or perhaps the camp was locked down. And so it was a difficult ministry. But as we would go and minister to those who were in these honor camps, there were many, many miracles that would take place, salvations that would take place. And it was wonderful. We also did ministry in prisons up and down the California coast. We would work with pastors in the local churches close to these prison areas, and we would bring in music teams and evangelistic speakers, and we would give an evangelistic message, and we would then work with the chaplains inside the prisons and jails, and they would allow the local pastors to come in and follow up with those who accepted the Lord. And so we did that for a long time, and I worked for 3 years working in honor camps, working in prisons up and down California coast, and also doing services in the county jails, bringing worship, Bible studies, evangelistic messages. In 1983, I was accepted as a chaplain with the San Diego Sheriff's Department, and that began a long career of 17 years of volunteer work in the San Diego jails. When we began, there weren't that many jails in San Diego, but as it is a growing metropolitan area, the jails would continue to grow and be filled. And so we worked with many, many prisoners. Eventually, at the end of my tenure as a chaplain with the Sheriff's Department, I was assistant chaplain coordinator, at one time. I would help with another chaplain, Luis Quintero. We would go in and open up the new jails and get the programs running. My last position as a chaplain was the lead chaplain, senior chaplain at the George Bailey Detention Facility, which houses about 1,700 men. My job as the Protestant chaplain was to oversee the services inside there. We would conduct 21 services on Sunday just to meet the Protestant chaplain needs, and then various services throughout the week for the Protestant services, and that would be about 45 services. I oversaw around 30 churches with 150 volunteers that would come in and minister inside that jail. We would answer several hundred inmate requests a month, and they would have there would be requests for Bibles, requests for counseling. We would get death notices that we would have to serve to the inmates that a family member had died, and we would console the inmate and do what we could to help them. As I did all this on the side, and when I first began to be a chaplain, I knew and many other chaplains had a need for materials for helping men when they were transitioning out of jail into the community of San Diego. So probably around the same time, 83, 84, I began to produce a directory, which I call the reentry directory, that helped inmates. And it would normally contain anywhere around 100 ministries or agencies here in San Diego that assisted inmates transitioning out of prison or jail. At that time, there wasn't really anybody doing anything like this. At that time, the name reentry was only really used by people who flew rocket ships by NASA. The community that worked with ex-offenders, we would use words like halfway houses, aftercare homes, transitional housing. And I got kind of tired of using the word halfway house and aftercare. So I began to use the word reentry a lot, and we began to call my directories the reentry resource directory. If I can boast, I must say that our ministry put this word reentry on the map. Now everyone uses the word reentry. President Bush uses the word reentry. The Secretary of State, the lady, whatever her name was, for Clinton, she uses the word reentry. Most every major prison and jail ministry and secular agency now uses the word reentry. It's funny because, you know, when it started showing up, I thought that's interesting, but they would always spell it differently. And so they wouldn't put a hyphen in between the first E and the second E. And now you'll see that there are hyphens between the first E and second E all the time. So I've got to see this unfold. I've often said that if I had a dollar for every time that people use the name reentry to designate prison and jail ministry, I wouldn't have to worry about raising funds. I'd be rich. But that's the way it is, and I can just be happy that I was able to be a part of something, at least for a season of time. When I began the prison ministry, actually in 1980, I was a chaplain in 83. But when I was just a pastor and a lay person going in 1980, you know, I was instrumental. The Lord used me and another pastor, Ron Spinetto, way back then to invite a ministry called the Los Angeles or L.A. County Jail Workers from the L.A. area to come and take over the San Diego Sheriff's Department chaplaincy down here. And even though I didn't get involved until 1983, I was instrumental in inviting them to come down. They had an excellent program. And so jail and prison ministry has been a part of me for a long time. And I'm happy to bring you into the information that I have here. And I hope that it'll help you. I'll be probably, you know, weaving in and out and going on a few rabbit trails, but I'll do the best I can to begin to share with you some of the insights that that I picked up along the way.